Okay, let's pray. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, Lord, be truly, Lord, acceptable to you. Thank you, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It sounds like in a funeral service because these passages, John chapter 14, verse 1 to verse 6, and 1 Thessalonians, these are passages that is taken mostly during wakes or during funeral. We will read to encourage the bereaved family. But I want to share something. The word of the Lord is alive. Many years ago, 40 years ago, remember we have this Billy Graham, and I have this PowerPoint. Okay. 40 years ago, I remember the time I was in National Stadium, and my mom, still not a Christian, and I was praying very hard, and I was seated up at a slope, and I look at like a nyonya going down. I was, hey, is it my mom? Is it my mom? It didn't turn out to be my mom. Right. Many years later, it's through sudden crisis, I prayed for my mom. The more I pray, the more she's involved in more worshipping idols, from the Chinese idols to the Dato, to the spirit, whatever it is, you name it, she worships. And I was telling the Lord, Lord, it's better not for me to pray, because the more I pray, the more she worships, added idols into the home. But it was one day that something happens at home that she needed the Lord. My brother had a breakdown. So I said, Mom, you want brother to be healed? You have to call upon God. And because of her love for her son, which is my brother, and she said, okay, I will call upon the Lord. And she accepted the Lord at the moment. And of course, there were a lot of things because she has been worshipping so many idols and been dedicated herself to so many of the spirits, whatever. There was deliverance, and I had the privilege to deliver her from all kinds of spirits. And there was manifestation, praise God. And I had a privilege after a week, I had a privilege, had an honor to baptize her. So it's not through the big rally like Billy Graham, but it's through personal that the Lord comes. But pray for your loved one. And we have been talking about this celebration of hope. We're praying that this celebration of hope is an opportunity for us to bring our loved ones really to the Lord. So we have been talking and talking during our staff meeting. We have been talking about the celebration of hope from the 17th to the 19th of May. And 19th of May is what we are anchoring, the Filipino service. We really need volunteers. We really need helpers. They say we have to be at the stadium at 6 o'clock. And for those who are involved in security and safety, which I am in our pastoral staff, we have to be there at 6. But some volunteers have to be there at 5. So it's really, really difficult, but it's no problem for me. Every day I woke up around 5 o'clock, I will go up to my mountain. So 6 o'clock to me is nothing. So be there, get involved, and just pray that all of us will be excited about it, not only for the Filipino one, but other days there are many for the children, for the Mandarin, and for many other services. So celebration of hope is one of the areas that we can bring our loved ones, pray for our people who will join. These three words that have been coming into my mind, celebrations, a celebration of hope, and then hope, okay, and the other one's all people. So these three words is very have been in my mind for quite some time. Right. These three words, celebrations, hope, and all peoples. What does celebration mean? What are you talking about celebrations? We have a celebration of the first man, baby, whatever it is. Celebration. A celebration is a special, enjoyable event that people organize because something great, something joyful, something happy has happened. What is the Bible talking about celebration? The Bible, the word celebration in the Bible is always associated with the acts of God. The Lord bring people out of Egypt, and there was Passover feast, and there was celebration. So celebration, in a worldly term, is something great, something joyful had happened, an event. But in the Bible, the word celebration in the Bible is always, always connected, associated with the mighty acts of God. We're going to look at hope. Hope is commonly used. The dictionary says that it's the strength of the person's desire. If I desire of this, I hope I will get it. Okay, I hope someone will invite me for dinner, whatever it is. So my desire is there. But the Bible, what's the Bible expression of hope? The Bible is, hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised, and his strength is in his faithfulness. All peoples, Right? These three words just now, I said celebrations, hope, all peoples. All peoples is commonly used to mean human beings. People means human being, human race, every person's individual, you and I. But the Bible is what it describes about all peoples is the world. God so loved the world. Every race, every tribe, every nation, every ethnic group, every country. That's why the Lord called us to Taiwan some 10 years ago. It was through the terrible earthquake, Jiu'er'i, they call it, September the 21st. There were how many thousands of people died, and that's how the Lord convicted us to go to Taiwan to save the people there. And we were asking the Lord, of all the places, why Taiwan? There's no answer, but in obedience, we went there for 6 years, and that's how I brush up my Taiwanese, my Hokkien, and now we have Hokkien service. The Bible, the world means every race, every individual that God has created, everyone need to hear him. So all peoples means everyone, the whole world that is created by the Lord. We have a very beautiful place, if you notice, next to the cafe or the welcome center, chapel for all peoples. People of all races, people of any ethnic group, anyone is welcome. The church is without walls. It's meant for everyone to come in. Chapel for all people. But this afternoon, I want to share with you is hope for all peoples. That means everyone should have a new relationship with Jesus and a new place when they die. So that's what I'm going to share with you this afternoon. You know, before I put that, everyone, all people need to hear the good news that there is hope for them. And this hope is what I said in the Bible. It's hope that God will do something. They will have a new relation. And I pray that everyone will have this new relation. What is this new relation? It's having the relation, deep relationship with the Creator, with Jesus, that will be everlasting. They will be able to celebrate their life. All right? And then but this is not so for many people. They don't know. They have never known. People live in fear. Many people live in fear. Fear of the future. Fear of failure. Fear of broken marriages. Fear of not enough. Like what Singapore always kiasu, not enough. You know, when you go for buffet dinner, it's the time when you see real typical Singaporean collecting their food, right? And they won't finish it. So fear of many things. People are very fearful of not enough. Fear of sickness, right? Fear of incurable illness. And most important, lastly, everyone would say that fear of death, especially the Chinese. They would never mention the word death or dying. I remember when I was in Taiwan, we went to a restaurant to eat, and then because there's four of us, Carol, my two boys, myself, four of us. So when we went in, the waitress would say, 几个人啊? I said, 四个人, 不是三加一. I said, 四个人. I said, 三加一. 四 means death, die. I was so angry. I said, 不是三加一, 是四个. I mean, really, it's four. But they said, 三加一, 三加一. Then we went in. Then my son told me, don't be so angry because four in Chinese is six. So people fear of death. And there are people, many people, very young or old, out there, they fear of death. And they need this celebration of hope to know that after life, there is something. That's what Jesus promised. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. And 1 Thessalonians says that the Lord will come again and pick us up. So there are many fears. People are frightened of many, many things. One of the most horrible fear everyone would have is the fear of death. Especially among the older generation, because I'm speaking as someone who has ministered to the older generation for many years. And they are very fearful of death and ministering, especially among the Chinese. People like our parents, our grandparents who have not known the Lord. Fear of death. My sermon for this afternoon will be a continuation of what Reverend Joshua Raj preached last weekend concerning death and resurrection last Saturday. Like what Reverend Joshua shared last Saturday, that we as pastor, where we have conducted many, many funerals and weddings and birth giving thanks, house blessing, but a lot of funerals. I remember when I was as a parish worker, I used to go hospital visitation, and everyone that I prayed for will die. So never call Pastor Freddie. He's the funeral director. Whenever you call him, after a few days, the person will go off. It becomes such a taboo to me that Freddie is funeral director. So people are frightened of death, you know. They are really frightened of death. And we are faced with the realities of death, whether we are believer or not, right? We have conducted many funerals. There are three funerals, and I will share with you, that I've conducted till now that I would consider most difficult and most challenging and most depressing. The first is the funeral, the death of an unborn baby. Seeing the lifeless little one, 3 months, 4 months, due to some reason, came out dead. And I was called to do the funeral, the simple ritual. When I went there, being very naive, I thought that it would be a something baby. But I went to the mortuary to collect the unborn. It was sad. How to counsel the parents, how to, this is shared with the permission of the parent. How to counsel them? I myself cannot take it. So this is one of the unborn baby, the fetus, still get hands and leg and everything. It's very, very sad. And the funeral of the loved ones who have committed suicide, how would you answer? Is he safe? Is he in heaven? Is he in heaven? And lastly, the funeral of someone tragically drowned in the sea after a cruise. So this is three of the funerals that I did that is very devastating, very hard. Is there such thing as hope? Celebration of hope. Pastor, you're talking about celebration of hope. How come my loved ones committed suicide? How come this unborn child died? And how come someone who went for a cruise tragically drowned in the sea and the body came back? How to comfort such bereaved families? Is there hope for them? Will they see their loved ones again? How can we celebrate life? And I'm reaching out. I'm going to encourage you this afternoon really to pray for your loved ones, especially Celebration Hope is coming. You want to pray for your loved ones. When the time of death comes, especially for the Chinese, because I've studied, I'm dealing with a lot of this superstitious mythology. When the time comes for the Chinese, especially for the Chinese people, the elderly, when the time comes, the ox head and horse face delegates from Yan Lo Wong, the chief justice, all right, of the 10 judges in hell, will lead one's souls to cross the river, to cross a bridge to the other side. The ox head and the horse face, Niu Tou Ma Mian, will come and usher. And this is real, because too many times they will tell, they are very fearful of that. They will see such thing coming, approach them, carrying them, and they refuse to go, but time comes, they have to carry. They will be judged according to what the deceased have done in their lives. They will be sentenced to rebirth or incarnation in one of the six realms. Before death, right, this is the new Toma myth, okay. Before one's rebirth, according to the Chinese, and they're very fearful of this, they are given a special brewed soup, not chicken soup, a very special brewed soup. When they drink it, when they consume it, the memory of the past life is obligated. That means no more. So they are forced to drink this japo, this whatever soup it is. And then that's it. They forget everything behind. So these are the fear of a lot of Chinese, especially the elderly. And how are we going to share the gospel with them? Right. And then the family of the deceased, there's one more thing that the family of the deceased will have to perform. They must perform. It's a ritual of crossing the makeshift wooden bridge on behalf of the deceased. This is to make sure their loved ones will get to the next world, a better world so-called, and would live their everlasting life there. They will create a wooden bridge Right, I remember when my dad passed away, we had to cross this, don't know how many times, of pouring water over it. And this is a wooden bridge that they will cross. It had to be done. If you don't do it, they will not be free to go to the next world. So crossing of this makeshift wooden bridge is the utmost important. It's either their loved ones make it or not. It depends on them. So these are the fears. Is there hope for them, right? After crossing this bridge, so-called, to the next world, will there be celebration or hope? And people need fear, especially the older generations. They really need to hear that, yes, there is hope, there is joy. You know? Right? Because it says they will make it to the other side. But what does John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 tells us? Right? God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in it should not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his son into the world to condemn, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And what does Ephesians say? It's not by works. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and this is not on your own doing. You can't do on behalf of them, of the loved ones. It is the gift of work. These are things that are real that we are facing. Don't talk about celebration. Talk about loved ones, the elderly, the uncle, aunties, parents and grandparents. They still need to hear the word of God. These are rituals. The popular belief is formally embraced by Chinese Buddhists. Nevertheless, the rituals and this festival related to the disease and the ghosts and whatever is are really popular belief, even among the young people. One of the rituals that they will perform is to put certain items in the coffin. And this is something that we can really can teach them biblical truth. There are three items, right? There are three items that have to be put into the casket, into the coffin, for them to be in the world, in the next world. The first one is rice. We need to understand such thing so that we will be able to, share the gospel with them. Rice is to feed them in case they are hungry. Uncooked rice. I wonder how they're going to cook in hell. Uncooked rice, a packet of it, I've had to put on the left. I don't know, left side or right side. Make sure that it's uncooked so that when you go to hell or whatever the place is, can eat on the way. And secondly, second item, these are very important. To them, it's real. So how to celebrate life, we need to tell them, share the gospel. And secondly, some coins, all right? These coins, what are these coins for? It's to pay the guardian spirit, so to bribe them in the deceased world for a safe passage. The coins were used to bribe the official in hell in order to get past the various gates until they reach. So these are real. They are fear, but they need to know that God has prepared a place for them. Another item is the fresh water pearls, which they have to be placed in the mouth of the deceased. A fresh water pearl is believed to have the ability to protect the body of the deceased and then to move journey, and it gives out light. In hell, it's dark. They need to have light. And what we can share, right? Jesus, we are the light of the world. And lastly, to be put inside is the fan. For the ladies, it's beautiful. For the guys, it's just anyhow. And the fan. The Chinese fans is to fan the heat in hell. According to the Chinese belief, hell is extremely hot, burning. So they need a fan. So these are items you may laugh over, but these are realistic. They are real. They are fearful of death. And they have to be, the living have to place all this in the coffins, in their coffin. So how do we celebrate celebration of hope when there's hopeless? But in God, later we touch on John chapter 14. God says, I promise to give you life and promise. There are many mansions in heaven. So is there hope for all people? What is the celebration of hope all about? Why are we calling, keep every day, every Sunday, every asking you to involve in the celebration of hope, to bring people to know? Everyone must hear the good news that there is hope and they can celebrate their life in the Lord. They need to have a new relationship with Jesus, and they will be promised a new place when they pass on. And now let's just listen to God's word. Okay, we're going to read through again, John chapter 14, verse 1 to verse. These are precious words of God. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where," these are promises, "that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know the way you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the celebration of hope. This is the celebration of life. Jesus says, the first word that Jesus used is "let not." Secondly, "let not" what? "Let not your hearts be" what? "Be troubled. Believe." So there's four words I want to unpack this afternoon. Let not your hearts be troubled and believe. These are four words that Jesus strongly recommends, strongly teaches, strongly really expound on these four words for his disciples. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. The word "let not," it means what? Don't allow something to happen, something bad to happen. It will happen, but no. These days I've learned to really to quote the Bible verse, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it and be glad." Whatever circumstances that can come that day, I will not allow it. I choose to not allow it to overcome me, because this is the day that God has made specially for me. I will choose to rejoice, even in the midst of difficulties, even in the midst of depression. Don't allow something to take place. Don't allow someone to do something by not doing anything to stop the action. That means you allow the person to trouble you. Okay. Don't give any kind of loophole, or by giving your permission to let this thing happen. You can choose not to let it happen. And many of us, something happens to us, broken marriages and marriage doesn't work out, and we keep on drool over it over and over and over again. And we are so negative about everything. "No, Pastor, it cannot be helped. My family is such. I have suffering from this disease so long already. There's no hope." But there is hope in the Lord. So let not such thing crumble you down, catch hold of you. Let not your hearts be troubled. The Bible uses the word "heart" primarily to refer to the ruling center of the whole person, the spring of desire. The heart is the home of personal life, and hence a man is designated according to his heart. So it's a "let not" first. Don't allow anything God has given you joy. Don't allow anything to just pound upon you in your hearts. Don't let anything be troubled means be full of unnecessary worries. And many of us are a worrier. It's not a warrior. It's not prayer warrior. We are prayer warrior. After praying, we still worry. Unnecessary worries, anxiety and distress in our life, and this can really eat us up. So he said, don't be troubled by all this. Don't have unnecessary worries. Don't have unnecessary worries. Actually, if you think of it, many of our worries are really unnecessary. We just dwell upon it, and we become so pathetic, and we become so attention-seeking, so depressed. Like Winnie the Pooh, the Eeyore, the donkey, every time depressed, right? It's so cute to look at him. Nothing worse, nothing. Do not let anxiety, like little Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, everything is scared. Do not let unnecessary worries, anxiety, or distress come into your heart. Be disquiet or unease. Be easily filled with irritation. Don't irritate me because I'm really troubled. Don't come to my office. Staff, do you hear that? Don't come to my office. No, I'm just joking. Don't be easily filled with irritation, easily annoyed, full of unnecessary stress. Right? Be easily agitated, living your life with unpleasantness. We can choose not to, no, but we always find the word of God. Do not be troubled. We have every week the Lord has given you a verse for the week, look out for all the weeks of the verses. Review all the verses of the week. These are verses for you to encourage you. Do not be troubled. Call the Lord to incline his ears to us, turn his ears to us, so this not to be troubled. Lastly, to believe, to be convinced what God says he will do, he will do. To have confidence, to have hope. The Lord says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. God has prepared the room. The promise of God is this. And if God, Jesus said that he went prepare, he will prepare a place for us. The answer is, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The hope for all peoples and the celebration of hope, the coming of the Lord. And this is what people need to hear. People need to hear. We just recently did a funeral, just a couple days ago. He has been in our worship. He worshiped with us in Hokkien service for many years. And we even through the wake and the funeral service, it was very early, the first cremation, very early. We had to go down there. And all the words, all the songs being sung, the preaching of the word, the prodigal son, the first night I preached that in Hokkien. And also Psalm 121. All these words take root in the heart of the people. Right? And after the funeral is over, our church member texts me that really thank us for the Hokkien service, because many things shared that night, the participants, the uncle aunties are hearing the word of God. And they find that the funeral service was extremely different, something very great. So through the word of God, we want to share that there is hope. There can be celebration of hope. God has prepared a place for us. We have a new relay. Everyone need those unbelievers, those who have not come to know God. We have an opportunity to share, to believe, and then they have this new relation before they can get a new place in heaven. They need to have this new relation with the Lord Jesus, and then they can have this new place that God has prepared. 1 Thessalonians, I end with this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 is the day when the Lord comes. Verse 13 to 18, I'll close with this. Paul says, we do not want you to be uninformed, right? Paul says, do not be uninformed about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who do, who have no hope. And this is assurance. And many people need to hear that, whether young or old, especially the elderly. They need to hear that there is hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and is the gospel and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command and with the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. And Paul closed with these words, therefore, encourage one another with these words. There is hope for everybody. God has prepared a place for us, and people need to hear the celebration hope, a new relationship with Jesus, a beautiful relationship with Jesus. And once they have this relation, they are promised a place as they depart. A place is being prepared for them, especially for the Chinese. And I pray that this afternoon, for our loved ones, for our parents, for our grandparents, for those relatives who have not known the Lord, and it's very difficult to tell them. Many times they will tell you, Pastor Musu Boksu, I worshipped this God for so many years. You asked me to let go. I'm afraid that God will come and harm me. And these are common words. So what I would tell them is, yes, you have worshipped this God, but you think that this God will come and harm you if you don't want them, then these are not gods anymore. Right? You can tell the God, I've worshipped you for 30 over years. Now, I don't want to worship you. Let go of me, and I go and worship. Like one of our church members, Vincent's mother, right, he shared that time. Her shoulder was dislocated, and join back. And she received the Lord because she saw the Lord coming to her to say that God would save her. And just before her baptism, she was baptized 2 Sundays ago at Hokkien service. Just before the baptism service, she told her husband, her late husband in the photo, the tablet of the husband, Cantonese, Lo Kung Wai, Lika Lo Po, husband, I'm still your wife. Come see, my what, I don't know, my pai, or whatever it is. I want to be a Christian. To her is to express her wish to the late husband. I'm still your wife, but now I will not pray to you. I would pray to Jesus, and I want to be baptized. It's such a joyful thing. 2 weeks ago, we baptized her. Beautiful. So we need to reach out, especially generations, older generations. You need to pray and pray for them. There is hope, celebration of hope for everyone in the world. It's a message for all peoples of the world. Lord, I thank you for this afternoon. We can just share about the importance of sharing your word. There are many, many people out there who are fearful of death, fearful of not enough, fearful of many, many things. There is no hope for them. Of course, Lord, we have not shared the celebration of hope, the joy of believing in you. So, Lord, we pray this afternoon that you convict our heart, Lord, to reach out to many people out there. Help us not only to enjoy yourself, but to reach out, to bring many, many into your kingdom. Father, it's our desire, and we know that it's your heartbeat to reach out to many people. Lord, use us this afternoon as we heard your word speaking to us. Lord, we just want to pray. Like the song says, the alabaster jar, Lord, we want to break it and pour it out for you. Amen.